McGrew swiftly countermanded her order.
Cease! Hold your arrows! I'm going to teach those upstarts a lesson they won't forget. You stay here and see that the gatehouse is taken. I'll leave Grutch and some others to hold the gateway in case of ambush.
He wheeled and ran for the stairs.
Where are you going?
Silvermaud called after him. The fox wolf shouted back as he ran.
I'm going to show them I'm not afraid to attack. I rule Southsward, and they'll know about it before nightfall.
Silvermaud could taste victory. She threw back her head and howled.
Sycant, go and tell Mingle to hurry himself. I'll smoke them out of there or choke them slowly to death.
Benji had scouted out a clear running stream, and Joseph and Finbar called a halt on its bank in the late afternoon. Logalog's Gowsim shrews came in from foraging the hills and woodland, bringing lots of apples, pears and wild plums, even some cherries and a variety of roots and vegetables. The crew sat cooling their footpaws at the water's edge, Joseph keeping an eye on Wincy and Figs as they paddled in the shallows. Finbar sunk his teeth into a large red apple.
Ahoy, Bellmaker! Great country hereabouts. Plenty of everything just a-growing for the taking.
Joseph and Benji were sharing cherries, seeing how far they could spit the cherry stones into the stream. Logalog stretched out on the bank next to Formole.
This feels like home to me. Nothing like being near a nice stream eating a pear. Though I wish we could have had a fire. My cooks would make a great soup from those roots and vegetables.
Arr, I like soup, Zurlog. Though I dearly likes a pear too. Brr, I...
said Formole, as he buried his face in a mellow pear with a squelch. Roof, Durry and Fatch had found an old willow further upstream. They swung on a springy limb as it bobbed them up and down into the water. Rosie munched her way through a heap of dark purple plums as she watched the young ones enjoying themselves.
You know, we'll have to watch those young'uns if we get caught up in a skirmish of any great size,
she said.
I wouldn't like to think of my leverets having to fight battles.
Wincy had wandered up onto the bank. Joseph cut up an apple for her, setting it out in slices.
You're right, Rosie,
he replied.
I couldn't bear to think of these little'uns being hurt in any way. Hi, Figs! Don't go too far! Come back here this instant! Do you hear me, missy?
Finbar tossed an apple playfully at Joseph.
You're a real old mother hen, Bellmaker. Stop fussing over the little maid. She's an otter, ain't she? I'll wager Figs can shift for herself in water better than you can.
The Bellmaker, however, was not convinced.
Figs is far too little, Finn. She'll get lost if she goes much farther downstream alone.
Finbar grasped Joseph's paw, pulling him upright.
Oh, come on then, Fussbudget. We'll go and get her.